And food taken between regular meals is a...
Snacking.
Okay. Now, when we were talking about this stuff I was drinking, I don't remember whether you said the word or not. What is that? Or was it?
Coffee.
Yeah, and if there were none ready and you were going to prepare some, you'd say, I'm going to go do what?
I'll make some coffee.
Okay. And if you were just thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself a what?
Glass of water.
All right. If the supper was on the table and the family was just standing around, what might you say to them?
Say, supper's ready.
And so therefore do what?
Come to supper.
And if they're standing, you say to them?
Sit. Come and sit in there.
Okay. And if
find
you didn't...
Find a place to sit. So. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want somebody to wait until the potatoes were passed, you would say to him, go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Yep. And if you didn't want to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't...
Care for any.
Right. And if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
Warmed over.
And if you're having the same thing tonight that you had last night, we're having...
Warmed over.
All right.
I guess so.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew it.
All right. And then after you chew it, you...
Swallow.
Okay. You mentioned grits. What is the thing that's similar to grits, only it's the whole grain of corn?
Hominy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Of course, hominy is not like grits at all.
Well, in that it's made out of corn, I guess that's about the only similarity, really. Some people say hominy grits. Do you ever say that?
Yes, I've heard of hominy grits.
And does that mean the ground things or the
big
things?
It means the ground.
The man in Roanoke said they used to say big hominy and little hominy to mean hominy and, or grits, which that was something
we used heard. Hominy, disharmony. Mother used to make hominy. She'd take the corn and you'd put lye, and then you let it swell and take the husk off of it and drain it off and it makes...
So
you used to have an ash hopper.
Ashes, just regular ashes from the fireplace?
Yes, use ashes, or really hickory ashes, and that made kind of a lye. And you'd let it run off and kind of let water go through it, and then that makes the lye.
Okay. And then the starch that people in China and Japan eat all the time is?
Rice.
And what terms would you have for illegal whiskey?
Bootleg and moonshine. Or,
suppose it was so bad that it might kill you.
Bad whiskey, I guess. Poison whiskey.
Okay.
Poison whiskey.
Okay. You've talked about both molasses and syrup. What is the difference between them?
Not a bit.
Okay.
Molasses and syrup.
Okay, fine. And if something were not imitation, you would say it's real or it's gentle.
I'm a genuine.
All right.
Genuine.
If something is sold in large quantities, you say it's sold in...
Book.
Yeah. And a sweet spread that you might put on toast is...
Jellies.
And you season your food with...
Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm.
And if there were a bowl of apples on the table and a child wanted one, he might say,
Hand it to me.
Instead of saying hand it to me.
Reach it, fetch it, or whatever.
Yeah. Or another word, blank me. This is not worth wasting time over.
Hand me, that's all.
Okay, we won't worry about that one. The opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Okay, and a large group of peach trees would be a peach?
Orchard.
Mm-hmm. The inside part of a cherry that you don't eat is called a?
Pit.
And of a peach?
It's